I do, too, have sexual fantasies. Lindsay's hands clenched into fists as she strode across the lobby. Leave it to her stepmother, Audrey, to assume Lindsay's relationship with Glenn had failed so miserably because Lindsay wasn't adventurous enough in the bedroom. She couldn't bring herself to tell Audrey that the reason the relationship had ended so suddenly was because she'd walked in on the jerk in bed with two women. Anger still burned through her at the memory. It had happened weeks ago, but her discussion with Audrey over lunch had brought it all crashing back. She sucked in a breath. Right now, all she wanted to do was get up to Jill's apartment where she could kick back over a glass of wine and rant to her best friend. She heard a ding and glanced up to see the elevator doors closing ahead. Wait, she called, and raced for the doors. A man crossed in front of her and she weaved around him, then made a last dash for the elevator. Someone inside must have pushed the button, because the doors opened again. Her high heel caught as she raced inside and stumbled forward, landing face first into a solid, masculine chest. Hard, rippled with smooth ridges, and naked. You okay? The owner of the chest asked, as his strong hands grasped her shoulders and steadied her. She turned around and gazed downward, nodding, her cheeks flushed. Yeah, sorry. The man and his two companions, at least she assumed they were all together, wore swimsuits and had towels in hand. There was a pool on the roof of the apartment building. Maybe they'd been to the gym and had worked up a sweat and were now heading up for a swim. She immediately realized the weight room was near the pool, so that didn't make any sense. But she liked thinking about the hard-ridged muscles she'd felt when she'd fallen against Mr. X, being strained and stretched while he pulled weights, his body glistening with sweat. The three men were all ripped and solid, and tall. Her eyes were at shoulder level or below for all of them, though she wouldn't look straight at them. She was too embarrassed at having stumbled into Mr. X on the way in. There was one other person in the elevator, a woman in a business suit who had a magazine in one hand and seemed to be reading it, but Lindsay noticed she kept glancing at the men with interest. A few floors up, the elevator stopped, and a young guy in a t-shirt and jeans got in. The three men and Lindsay shifted to the side, pushing her closer to Mr. X. Hey, Connor, Travis, you must be busy packing for the move. Just finished. We move out tomorrow morning, one of Mr. X's companions said. Now it's time for a swim. The man who initiated the conversation laughed as the elevator doors opened again. Hope it goes well. Then he disappeared down the hall as the doors closed. A couple floors later, another four people got on. They exchanged polite hellos with the men as they pressed in closer to make room. With Mr. X in the corner and his friends beside her, Lindsay felt like she was surrounded by a wall of muscular male flesh. She could feel the heat of their bodies. Tingles quivered through her and her imagination conjured delectable images. Mr. X wrapped his hands around her waist and drew her tightly to his body as his lips brushed her neck. Then he turned her around while one of his friends stepped behind her. She felt both their hard bodies pressing against her. The third man stroked her hair, then nuzzled her ear as Mr. X claimed her lips with an eager passion, his tongue driving into her mouth. Oh God, the images were so hot, her body began to ache with need. Imagining the feel of Mr. X's solid body pressed to hers, a huge erection pushing against her,